everybody. Cal Banion's hypnosis, etc. What do we talk about here? How about hypnosis, etc.? Mostly we talk about hypnosis, but we also talk about things like personal development, building your practice, and all that kind of good stuff. It's another all-Cal episode. As I mentioned in the last podcast, Meredith was too busy seeing clients again to be able to make my scheduled recording date. So, you got another all-Cal episode, just me, 100% me and you. I just love it. So I got to be a little bit greedy here. I got you all to myself. Let me get in a quick little notation here. Oh, in case you don't know who I am, Cal Banion. Just Google Cal Banion, hypnosis. I do a bunch of stuff. I've written a couple of books on hypnosis, emotions, manuals. I've created the 5-path system of hypnotherapy, 7-path self-hypnosis, and gosh, I'm just all over the web because I am dedicated to helping you to lift the profession and just make it easier, better, and more effective for us to help people all around the world. All right, that's me. Become a VIP member up there. It says become a VIP member. And what that means is you will get an instant list of all almost 280 videos and just a list, and each title is a link, and you can just go down that, you can save it to your computer, and it just becomes like an encyclopedia of free hypnosis training. Hey, if you think this is good, last week I talked about being plugged in, so you should have joined a group. You know what you should do? Tell people about this. Sometimes I'm amazed. I'll go to like the NGH convention, teach a class, and I'll say, how many of you guys out there have been to CalBanion.com where I have 200 plus hypnosis video training videos, and half the class will raise their hand. I just cannot believe it. This is the best value on the web. All right. Please check my course schedule. It's over there on the side. We teach class about 2 or 3 times a year. And we also have the Week of Power, which is coming up at the NGH Convention. I'll have to have a link down there to the Week of Power NGH Convention in August. 7-day class, learn 5-path and 7-path. When you register for my classes, not the NGH class, but my classes at the center, there is always an early registration discount. So make sure you plan ahead. Our classes are located in Tustin, California. That's in Orange County, the beautiful, best part of California, in my opinion, except maybe San Diego. San Diego rocks also. Yes, you can take this course live on site at our place or over the internet. If you've got a good computer, good broadband, you can just sit in on the class from the comfort of your home. And, oh, by the way, I should have talked about more about this in the last podcast because I talked about Memorial Day and veterans. And you know what? We offer a 20% off our live training here at our center for veterans and active duty. You just got to show us your DD-214 or your active military ID, and you can get in for 20% off. It's just our way of thanking the vets from all the armed forces, from all the conflicts, and those periods in between conflicts that we've experienced that help keep us free in America, the greatest country in the world. Now, I know some of you is from India, some of you is from Japan, some of you, but you know what I think? You know what I know? America is the greatest country in the world. And you know what? That's just the truth. All right. If America has problems, the world has problems. When America rises, the world rises. All right. There's my little tirade. Yes, I am a dedicated, proud American. All right. Let's see. And of course, you can also get certification for 5-Path on video, our 5-Path DVD set 2.0. Fan us on facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. Get the inside news and the things we talk about between podcasts. And please join our group. Get in on the conversation. Our Yahoo group, Talk About Hypnosis. We'll put a link below. All right. So we got through all that stuff so we can pay the bills. Now let's get on to what's next. You know, I know that everybody here that's watching the video has entertained the thought, or you've already been through either our 10-day certification course, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course with 5-Path and 7-Path, or our Week of Power. But if you haven't, you're thinking, you know, I'm not sure which school is right for me. Is it worth traveling to see Cal Banyan or one of our other certified trainers like Celeste Hackett in Texas, or well, we've got them all. I'm not going to name them all. We've got them in Asia. We got them in Canada. We've got them on the East Coast. We've got them in Europe. And if you want to go in one of those places, just go to hypnosiscenter.com, and on the left column, there is a list of some trainers there, and we will get you set up with someone local. But let's put all that aside right now. All that aside. Let's put Cal Banyan, let's put 5-Path aside, let's put 7-Path aside, the secret language of feelings aside, and let's just talk about how do you select a great hypnosis trainer or a great hypnosis school. Let's say all the training was equal. What other factors would you look at? So, one, they need to provide you a solid foundation in hypnosis. They got to have a program that, you know, when they get done, you're going to have confidence. I've got a list here and I want to check off stuff to make sure I go through all of it. A solid foundation in hypnosis. Talk to them and say, what approach are you going to teach me? Are you going to teach me the old-fashioned progressive relaxation? Are you going to do the more rapid and instant inductions? So find out what they're going to do. Ask about how much practice time there is going to be in class, not homework. Supervised hypnosis practice. At least, let's see, at least 10% of the class, at least, should be on-site supervised hypnosis practice. If you don't get confident that you can hypnotize someone while you're in class, you're not going to go home and get confident. It's rare. I remember when I went through my first professional hypnosis certification course, there were 17 people in the class. And we were allowed 1 hour of practice, 1 hour of practice, and it was not supervised. Myself and a practice mate got together, and of course, you're not exactly sure what to do, you're nervous, and we chatted away at least 20 minutes of it, not doing anything. Then, if you split the difference, we had about 20 minutes worth of practice each. That does not give you confidence. If anything, the first one or two times you go through hypnotize someone, you know you're going to make mistakes, and it dashes your confidence. So what you want to do is make sure that they have supervised practice time of doing your inductions at the very, very minimum. And then you want to get supervised practice time of testing and deepening and confirming that the person you're hypnotizing has actually gone into hypnosis. Okay. Make sure that they offer certification by the National Guild of Hypnotists. In America, in the United States, there is no government body that is in control of hypnotism, regulates. That's what I'm looking for. That regulates the practice of hypnotism. Not the AMA, not the AMA, nothing. But the National Guild of Hypnotists is the oldest, largest, most respected organization in the world, actually. They're in at least 60-something countries. So make sure that you get NGH certification. Make sure that the school that or teacher that you decide to go with is actually legal to teach it. Make sure they have licensed or certified school. Find out from the state what's required. You don't want to go through all this trouble of being trained and then find out that the school wasn't even licensed or certified or sanctioned to teach. Nothing like finding out after you've gone through your certification that your school has been shut down by the state government for teaching illegally. You don't exactly want to hang that certification up on your wall. See if they have specialized certifications. For example, when someone goes through our course, now our course is hard. 10 days of eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis, right? And you're going to get a special certification in Master Hypnotist because you're going to prove that you can hypnotize someone, you can deepen them, you can test them overtly and covertly, you can create direct suggestion, customized suggestions, and properly emerge someone from hypnosis. And also we have the 5-pass certification, and also we have the 7-pass self-hypnosis certification. So in addition to being licensed, ask your teacher what specialized certifications are included in the package. When you select a school, myself, I would prefer to go see a trainer that's successful. That you can go to their center, where clients are going every day, where hypnotherapists are working, and see how it is set up. One of the things that we do on the first day is we take our our students through the center from outside, and we talk about why we selected this particular location. Then we take them into the receiving area and talk about the things we do in our receiving area to make our hypnosis sessions more successful. There's things you can do in the reception area that can improve your success. Then we talk, take them into the hypnotherapy offices, and they see how they're set up. We go through everything, why that chair is there, excuse me, why the lights are the way they are, why the music is the way it is, why we chose the particular recliner. Everything is set up for a specific way. Choose a trainer that can show you an office that is successful, that is set up, and they can explain why they do everything. All right. Ask them if they have a system. This is the age of systems. A system like McDonald's is a system. There's therapy systems, processes, recipes, and ask them if you're going to learn a system that is going to apply to most of your clients. We have the Week of Power, and the Week of Power is mostly made up of hypnotherapists who have trained at other schools, and they're floundering. They're saying, I need a system. When you select a hypnosis trainer or school, ask them, do you have a system that I can use, that I can learn this one system that will help me see the vast majority of clients that want to come see me? For example, say, I'd like to learn a system that would help me be successful with 90 to 95% of the clients that come in to see me. Because the magic of a system is that you just have to learn the system, and there might be some slight variances in it, but you can bring everybody through the system and be successful. Too many of the hypnotherapists we see in our Week of Power class, they're just frazzled because they've learned a little bit of parts work. They've learned a little bit of creative visualization. They've learned a little bit of age regression and all these little techniques. But it's like a patchwork, and every time the client comes in, they have to go, gosh, what am I going to do with this client? But if your teacher can provide you with an effective system, then you're going to have confidence much more quickly about seeing clients. For example, if you have a system that works with fears, phobias, bad habits, sports improvement, building confidence, overcoming test anxiety, and on and on and on. When you see someone for any of those issues, your confidence in doing all of those issues goes up because it's just a particular system that you can plug people into. So ask them if they're going to teach you a system. I would prefer to see a teacher who has recorded, with the permission of the clients to share, actual clients so that you can see real work done. I'm against, for ethical and other reasons, doing hypnotherapy demonstrations in class. I just don't have time to talk about that in this video as to why. Very quickly, when you do hypnotherapy with someone, you uncover things and the person says, I volunteer, but they don't realize that they're going to disclose certain things that could be embarrassing to them afterwards. And so it's hard to get informed consent from someone. When you start doing work with someone in class, you're obligated to make sure that it's done, complete, and too many people have opened a can of worms for the sake of a demonstration and then not completed the process because of the time limitations of the class. So it's better to have recorded, videotaped a real live client, and then what happens in class, you can use videos that demonstrate what you want to teach in class. So you can say, this is what you should do. Then the video demonstrates what they should do. And then afterwards, they can ask questions about what you did. So ask the prospective teacher, do you actually have videos that we can watch in class of you doing the work with successful clients? Here's something really big. Make sure that your teacher is going to teach you a form of self-hypnosis that you can practice during class, that you can test during class, that you can master during class on yourself. Everybody's got something they'd like to improve. Ask the teacher, are we going to learn self-hypnosis in class? And are we going to learn it early enough so that I can begin practicing it on myself so that if I have any questions about it, I can ask you during class and so that I can start experiencing the benefits of your self-hypnosis in class. So that'd be a very important thing from the ideal teacher or school. Make sure that they have a proven model of self-hypnosis that you can use and teach to your clients and practice time in class to see how it's working for you. Make sure they have support by phone or email after class. Make sure they have a support group where all the grads can go continue to be what? Plugged in so that they can continue to answer questions that come up after class, or even better yet, where other grads can help support the newer people as they come in. That's what the ideal school or hypnotherapy instructor would have. Here's something that's really important. The ideal school or instructor would have additional optional hypnosis training materials that you can purchase if you want, that work into and fit with what you already learned in class. So, for example, in class, I will give a short talk on the informing soul technique. The informing soul technique is where I will take a client who has a belief in the soul to before they were born, a regression technique, and get in rapport with the soul as it's ready to come in. And what's really great about that, and just do a search for informing soul. I talk about it in earlier podcasts. A little bit of a dry throat today, excuse me. But I don't have time to teach them all about it. So I'll do kind of maybe a half hour on it in class. And if it piques their interest, then they can pick up the whole training course on video, a whole day's course on video, so that they can take it home and master it. So make sure that your school that you're considering or the instructor that you're considering has extensions of what they teach available, so that if you want to go into a particular area, here's an example. Many instructors out there teach past life regression. Well, in their certification course, they're probably not going to be able to do justice to the topic. So ideally, they'd have a whole course on video or audio that you could purchase from them so that you could continue the study after class. Okay, good. Oh, here's a biggie, and I'll close it up because I'm running over a little bit. It's an important podcast. I wanted to get this stuff out to you. People write me and say, Cal, there's no way I can get to your office. How do I determine if a teacher is good nearby me? And that was my intent in this podcast. Here's a couple other things. The ideal teacher or school would have optional advertising programs that you can opt into. For example, for our grads, we have optional advertising programs. You can go to hypnosiscenter.com. And over in the left-hand column, you're going to see some ads. They're just like an inch and a half columns worth of ads of some of our trainers, some of our graduates. And if you click on one of those ads, you'll find that it takes you to an entire web page on our website. And since we know a lot about search engine design and search engine optimization, well, what happens is those particular web pages on our website that belong to those graduates rank very well in the search engines for where that graduate lives. For example, if they live in Kentucky, then we've got this optimized page for hypnosis in Kentucky with their information, their picture, their contact information, and that makes their phone ring. So when you're selecting a teacher or a school, ask, what services do you provide afterwards to help me market or promote my practice? And here's another one. One of the things we offer for our grads, and other teachers could do this, other schools could do this if they wanted to, is complete website program, where our grads, for a very low rate, can opt into our program, and they get websites built for them with just the right content, just the right information, just the right SEO optimization, search engine optimization. It means it rank, so you'll rank on the web, on Google and Bing and whatever the latest search engine is, and make your phone ring. We know how to make the phone ring in our area, so we just use those techniques to help our graduates be successful. So ask the hypnosis teacher or school in your area if you're considering, hey, do you have a program to set up a website for me? So if you can get that stuff from a local hypnosis trainer or school, all those things I mentioned, you have a truly great school, providing that their fundamental hypnosis training and hypnotherapy training is good. Okay, well, as usual, I ran over. I hope you will tell friends about calbanion.com, and please visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. You guys have a great weekend. Be successful. Become a VIP member. This is Cal Banion signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.